Welcome back to Seat Time, guys. Brian Pierce here, your purveyor of awesome, and just wanted to give y'all a little bit of an update. It has been quite a long time since we've put out any podcast episodes, and that is just due to the fact of trying not to overdo it. I have been running myself ragged trying to get YouTube to grow, right? To be it something that can move the new Seat Time that Cody Russell and myself are crafting so we can move that forward. So we want to be able to create that community on YouTube with the new Seat Time YouTube channel. So if you haven't checked that out, there will be a link in the description to go see what's been going on there. So that's why we haven't been putting out podcast episodes, is I'm trying to put my focus and be very intentional with the content on that Seat Time YouTube channel. And so if I were to continue to jump around and try to put out a podcast episode, that just takes away from me to be able to really focus on the YouTube content. So that's really what's been going on. Also, unfortunately, I've been injured a lot, which has been not a lot of fun. I jacked up my left rotator cuff last September, October, like looping out on a wheelie on a bicycle. So then going into December, jacked up my MCL before Grinduro. Then at that point in time, I kind of just went all nuts on me. And then as I'm rehabbing that knee, the rotator cuff comes back and gets all weird. Now, of course, I've taken a chainsaw to the left forearm. And then I wind up fracturing my scaphoid riding when I probably shouldn't have been riding after the chainsaw incident in Montrose, Colorado. And if you have no idea anything that I'm talking about, all of that stuff is covered in different videos, again, on that new Seat Time YouTube channel. But really what I wanted to talk about is mindset, because all of the things that have happened to me could truly screw me up and just put me in a huge state of depression because I continuously am not able to get back on the bike. And one of the things is right now with this fractured scaphoid, I can't be on any bike. I can't be on a dirt bike. I can't be on a mountain bike. I can't even jump around to go ride throughout the neighborhood because in the long run, I might wind up doing something stupid that I should not be doing. And that comes back to mindset. So reframing your mindset when you're injured is what has to happen so you don't put yourself in a state of depression or push it too hard too early and then re-injure yourself or just acerbate an injury and so you take longer to heal. So what does that look like? Reframing your mindset means I have to realize I need to identify as an injured athlete. So how do I identify as an injured athlete? I back up and I say, you know what? I can't use my left hand, but that doesn't mean I can't move. That doesn't mean I can't do other things. So if I remove my left hand from the equation, what can I do? Well, you know what? I can still work out. I can still work on YouTube videos. I can still try to create awesome content and interact with the Seat Time community, the dirt bike community, and everyone else out there. And by reframing my mindset, I don't just dwell on the things I can't do. I actually get excited about all the things that I can do. And it just scares me to death because I've heard so many injuries now that I have put out there that I have a fractured scaphoid, of how many people have told me that they pushed it too hard. They didn't listen to the doctors. They didn't listen to the nurses and thought, come on, this can't be that bad. And they have had either lifelong or extremely long recoveries from this and lifelong injuries that they will deal with because they pushed it too hard. And I think that that comes from a lack of understanding of reframing that mindset of who and what we are. Like, yeah, we're a dirt bike rider, but I can't be that right now. I have to identify as an injured rider and then go, okay, I'm an injured rider. What can I do? I'm going to go enjoy the crap out of those things until I can slowly start getting back into the point where I can then identify as a fully healed rider, right? So pass along your thoughts, pass along your stories about skateboard injuries because I'm collecting those stories. I think that'll be fun to put those out later in a video to talk more about the skateboard injury in general. But again, if you have not checked out any of the recent YouTube videos, please go do that on the Seat Time YouTube channel. I hope you guys are having fun with your summer riding that's going on. Again, tag us in all of your adventures. Use the hashtag #GettingSeatTime and we will share that on Instagram. Yeah, keep having fun. There will be another podcast eventually when I can get some time to it. And again, don't feel like I'm pushing myself too hard. Working on another video right now for y'all. If we don't get a chance to see you on the trail, we'll see you on the internet. Enjoy getting some seat time. Peace.